Okay. Okay, we're going to discuss a little bit Hilchas Pesach. On Pesach, we're not permitted to have chametz. What exactly is the definition of chametz? So the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey Omud Aleph speaks about matzah. It doesn't speak about chametz. Lamed Hey Masechas Pesachim. Eilu Dvarim Shalim Yotzim Dechavasa BePesach. The following grains can be used to make matzah: wheat, barley, chit, musarim, kus, mishabar, lashul, and sheep. We usually assume wheat, barley, oats, rice, belt. Why can the matzah only be made from these five minim? So the Gemara quotes Reish Lakish, the second white line, on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Reish Lakish said this, and there's a brisa Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, a brisa from Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva, Blazim Yankev's yeshiva. The pasuk seems to say, L'sechel al-lacham shiva sam tochel al-matzahs. The only thing that's acceptable as matzah is something that's bole de chibutz. Dvarim ha-borim de chibutz anem yotze de chavasa v'pesach, the matzah. Yotze weilu to the exclusion of all other kinds of grains, not these five chameshes mini dogram, which are not bole de chibutz, it's only bole de sirchon, it's a different chemical reaction. If you mix flour with water, wheat flour, barley flour with water, there'll be a chemical reaction that's called chimutz. If you mix potato starch with water, it's going to be a different chemical reaction that the Tanaim referred to as sirchon. So that's not called chametz. That's not called chametz. And since it's not bole de chimutz, it's not good for matzah. We have a Mishnah in challah that the same is true regarding chi of challah. One is only a chayv to be mafresh challah. The mitzvah of challah only applies ben Atar and Eretz Yisrael. And chutz lorot it's midrabbanon. Okay. Today the Gemara says in Ksubis in the second parak that even in Eretz Yisrael the whole chi of challah is only midrabbanon because if you didn't have a bias kulchem, bevayachem al haaretz, you need a bias kulchem. So in the days of Yeshua ben Nun there was a bias kulchem, and then when they left the Golas Babel and they came back there was not at all a bias kulchem. There were just 43,000 Jewish people came back and millions of people stayed behind in Golas Babel. So there was a lack of bias kulchem. The Gemara says chalav is manazan eretz ozonim with the rabbanon, and chalav chutz lor says the rabbanon on top of the rabbanon. Says the din the rabbanon kal. The lada the Gemara in Pchoris has an afchav zayin, a whole list of kulas, a whole series of kulas that apply to chalav chutz lor bismanazan because it's a din the rabbanon kal. So the Mishnah opening Mishnah in chalav says you're only chayv in chalav if the bread or the cake or the cookies is from the chameshes minei dogan. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Va'yabachochem lechem ha'aretz." You only chayv in challah if it's lechem. What other dinim deraisa depend on the chameshes mini dogan? There's one din challah, the din of chametz, and the din of matzah. These are three dinim. What else? Birchas hamazon. Because the pasuk in Dvarim that says, "Ve'achalta v'savata v'irachta Hashem alakecha," birchas hamazon is deraisa if you eat kedei sviya, achalta v'savata v'irachta. Says after the pasuk. Eretz chitza sari gefen and tein avirim and eretz zeishem and advash then it says eretz ha-shaloi b'miskenus ta'achal ba'lechem v'achalta v'savata v'irachta v'sasham l'kecha. So since it ends off shaloi b'miskenus ta'achal ba'lechem, so it's only lechem, and lechem is only the chameshes mine doga. What are the other dinim deraisa that depend on lechem, that depend on chameshes mine doga? The Gemara says a Mishnah in Menachos in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, it says that chodosh, there is a din of chodosh that whatever was planted after Pesach, the chameshes mini dogan, wheat, barley, etc., whatever was planted after Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. You have to wait till next Pesach. The bunch of this mikdash hagaim have to wait till the makrib the minchas ha'omer on the first day chalamad Pesach. The bunch ain't beis hamikdash gaim, so you wait till they're going to build the beis hamikdash. It's going to be an isur chodosh. Pasuk says, "Aretzam ayam hazeh ad haviyachem hazeh hatnufa." So the Gemara says, either ad etzem ayam hazeh or ad haviyachem hazeh matnufa. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayom is ad haviyachem hazeh matnufa. When they bring the minchas to'ema, the first day chalamad Pesach, then the chodosh is muta b'achilo. And bizman shein beis hamikdash kayom, or let's say there is a beis hamikdash and the kohanim are sleeping, they just weren't makir of the minchas to'ema. The Gemara said, that's inconceivable. Why is it inconceivable? Because the Bez Nagadol is there in the Lishkas Hagozes and they're going to be on the tail. That's the Gemara says, Kohanim Zrizim Heim. Why are the Kohanim such Zrizim? Because the Rashi said, because Bez Nagadol is going to see to it. They're going to put a fire under them. They're not going to let them sleep. That's what the Mishnah says in Menachos, that whatever time zone you live in, by the time it's Chatzais, noon, in Yerushalayim, for sure, they took care of the Minchas time. Usually it was taken care of at the crack of dawn, much earlier than noon. But for sure, by Chatzos, Yerushalayim time, so that's going to be in New York, it's going to be 7 hours before Chatzos. California is going to be 10 hours before Chatzos. You know for sure that they already brought the Minchas Oimer. So the Pasuk says, Lech v'kol v'karmel osechlu. It says lechem, and lechem by definition is only chameshes min yadong, and only bole dechimus. Whatever's not bole dechimus is not called lechem. So since it says all three in the pasuk, lechem v'kol v'karmel, lechem means bread, kol means toasted kernels of grain, karmel means it was not even toasted or roasted, it's just ruach, karmel, rachamole. It's ripe, fully grown, and it's ripe. So you're not allowed to eat the chodosh. Adesam ayamazah, arabayachem azayim atnufa. So Ad Habiyachem is Ban Shabbos Hamikdash Kaim, and they actually brought the Minchas Oimer. So the Hakrovis Minchas Oimer is Mata the Chodesh. And Mizman that no one's Makar Veni Minchas Oimer, then it's Ad Etzem Ayam Hazeh. What does that mean? The Gemara says Ad Itzuma Shal Yom. The first day Chol HaMoed Pesach starts from sundown to sundown. That's how they always advertise on the news, on WINS. The Jewish holiday begins from sundown to sundown. Jewish Sabbath begins from sundown to sundown. So Etzam Ayam Hazeh means the daytime of the first day, as opposed to the nighttime, sundown, ten, alos, hashachar, is not Etzam. Itzuma Shal Yom is the Yom part of the day. So Ad Etzam Ayam Hazeh, Ad Itzuma Shal Yom. So which part of Itzuma Shal Yom? So Gemara has a discussion. Ad, do you say Ad ve'ad bechlal, Ad ve'loy Ad bechlal? When is it permissible to eat the Chodosh? Let's say, Bizman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kaim. And there is no Hakaravas Minchas HaMisa. Her Pnei HaMizruch is Matir, Haritzuma Shal Yom Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal, until it comes the morning of the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, or till Ad V'Ad Bechlal, till the end of the daytime of the day. Ad V'Ad Bechlal. So the Gemara said, that's one of the 9 takonis of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. The Yom Henef, Yom Tenuf HaSa'omer, that's the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, Yom Henef Kulo Yosur. That's a Mishnah in Menachos and Perek Rabbi Shmuel, and it's a Mishnah in Sukkot, the end of Lulav HaGozel, and the Rif quotes the whole story, the last page in the Rif, Amsochem, talks about Chodosh Bizman Hazeh. When is the Chodosh Mutam? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Abiyach Metzaka was the chief rabbi for 40 years. The Gemara says he lived to the age of 120. First, till the age of 40, he made $1 million, then he retired. And then he started to learn at the age of 40. He learned up the storm till the age of 80, and then they appointed him as the chief rabbi. So he was the chief rabbi from the age of 80 till the age of 120. And during his presidency, when he was the head of the Sanhedrin, they made 9 takonas. He and his best made 9 takonas. Quite a few had to do with the fact that it was after the Beis HaMikdash was churb during his lifetime. So some of them were before the Churban HaBayis, some of them were after. So one of the takonas that was made after the Churban HaBayis was Yom Tenuf HaSoemer Kulo Yosu, the whole day you're not allowed to eat Chodosh. What was that based on? So the Gemara has 2 interpretations. So the one interpretation is, it really means that it's not a takona de Rabbanon, it's Dorash V'Hiskin. He publicized the din, that it's really a din de Raisa. The other, the 9 takonas, 8 of them are takonas de Rabbanon. And the 9th one is not a takana d'rabbanan, it's a din d'raisa. That lech v'kol v'kam l'sochol ad etzem ayam hazeh, ad itzuma shel yom, ad v'yad b'chlal, so it's till the end of the day. Till the end of the day. That's one pshat the Gemara says. The Gemara has another pshat, maybe he really holds ad itzuma shel yom, ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Maybe really here, p'nei ha-mizrach, in the morning of the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, really mikra din should be mutter to eat chodosh. But Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai is afraid. Meheri Yibanam Beis HaMikdash. They'll soon rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. They may. We don't know when they're going to rebuild. They may rebuild the Beis HaMikdash any day. And people will remember that last year we ate Chodosh in the morning of the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. And they'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And the people will think, they'll remember from last year. Eshtakat, last year, Mila Achalna Beher Pnei HaMizuch. We ate Chodosh in the morning. So people will think we're allowed to eat Chodosh now. They won't realize, no, now there's a Beis HaMikdash. You have to bring the Minchas Oimer. So the Gemara says, so why is he going to ask the Yom Henef Kulos? Why is it also until the end of the day? But the Mishnah says in Menachos, in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, the Beis Din is going to see to it that they're going to bring the Minchas Oimer by noon, by 12 o'clock for sure. So why did the Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai ask her a whole day long? So the Gemara says, we don't know what's going to be when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. It may be rebuilt the last minute. When you have normal Shanim Kitikunim, everything is normal. So the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Nagodol is in the Lishkas HaGozes, and they're going to see to it that the Kohanim will be Makriv the Mincha Zaymer, for sure by Chatzos Hayom, for sure by 12 o'clock in the afternoon. When the third Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and maybe rebuilt on Yontif, maybe rebuilt on the first day of Chol HaMoed, maybe there will be such a behala that they won't have a chance to bring the Mincha Saima till the end of the day. So if that's the case, once you have a Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait till they actually bring the Mincha Saima. You can't say Smuta B'Leher Peremizu. So that's, if you should say that the ninth Takana is also Takana de Rabbanan, it's not a Din Daraisa. So the reason for the Takana de Rabbanan was that Meheri Mana Beis HaMikdash, and people will remember, Eshtaka Lestia Mi'alachan Beher HaMizrach, they won't realize now you have a Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait to the actual Hakrabas Mincha Soimer. So again, so the Mishnah says in Menachas, Mishnah says that the prohibition to eat Chodosh, the two Isurim Chodosh, there's an Issa to eat Chodosh, there's a prohibition, the Lech V'Kolav HaKam B'Lo Yisochlu, you're not allowed to eat Chodosh till Iyir the Hik Hakrabas Mincha Soimer, Ar HaViyachan Zamat Nufo, or until Heir Pnei Kala Mizrach, Heir Ayom. That's an Issa Chodesh. The Issa Chodesh is only Lechem. Lechem is Lechemeshes Mini Dogon. Then the Mishnah has also, there's an Issa Ktziras Chodesh. You're not allowed to harvest any of these five grains. Wheat, barley, oats, rice, spelt also. You're not allowed to harvest it before you do the Ktziras Mincha Sa'oimer. Where is there a pasuk that says that? This says Lech V'Kol V'Kam Lo Sechlu. You're not allowed to eat it. Where does it say in the Chumash that there's a prohibition against harvesting Chodesh? So the Gemara says, because the Omer is called Reishis Kitzircha. If you're harvesting corn on the cob, so that's Lobo B'Cheshbon. If you're harvesting potatoes or oranges or something else, that's not a problem. But the Chameshis Mini Dogan, that the Gemara says, you're not allowed to, even though the Minchas Omer is from barley. So what Shaychas does it have with the wheat? The Mishnah says, nonetheless, there's an Issa Kitziras Omer, Kitziras Chodosh, you're not allowed to be Koitza Chodosh before Ktziras Mincha Sa'ayma. So these are the dinim deraisa. Benegeta Chi of Chala, Benegeta Birchas Ambas, Benegeta Chomets, Benegeta Matzah, these are four dinim. Then Benegeta Chodosh, Isa Ktziras Chodosh, Isa Achilas Chodosh. No, the six dinim. What would we say? Six dinim. Anachamal. Chomets, Matzah, Birchas Ambasin, Chala, and then Achilas Chodosh and Ktziras Chodosh. Six dinim derais. Then there are a couple of dinim derabbanan. Hamotzi lechman haaretz as opposed to bari minim zaynus. As opposed to bari pi hadoma. So hamotzi, you only recite all birchas hanenin institution is only with the rabbanan. So you only recite hamotzi, you only say bari minim zaynus also if it's the chameshes mini dogan. Yeah, hamotzi is only, then the tilas yadayim is only with the rabbanan. You only have to wash the tilas yadayim. Yeah. What else is a din de rabbanon that depends on lechem? So the Gemara says eruv hechatzeres has to be dafke pas lechem shemavochem olav hamoitzi. V'shituf emavuas, there's the name of the third perek in Erevin is bakol miyarvin. You can use any food, almost any food. A couple of exceptions to the rule. You can use almost any food for eruv etchumen. And for shituf and mevuas, but for eruv v'chatzeres to be allowed to carry from the batim into the chatzer, that the Gemara says you have to have pas shemevochem olav hamotzi. If you're going to have oatmeal cereal or Cheerios or Wheaties or something that's mezainous, you can eat a ton of it. It's still going to be, the Cheerios are not going to become hamotzi, so that you can't use for eruv v'chatzeres. What if you have a cake? Let's say when you make an eruv chatzeres in the building, so you usually use a box of matzahs. Why do you use matzahs? Because you want it to last for a long time. If you're going to use challah, it's going to get stale. So it's not going to taste good after a couple of weeks. So use a box of matzahs. So the shadas, but the Sephardim say mezainas on a box of matzahs. So how is that good for eruv chatzeres? So the Gemara said that's not a problem. The Gemara says if the nature of the lechem is such that if you would be kader suda on it, you would say hamoitzi, even if you're not being kader suda, you're just putting it away for the eruv chatzeres. So that's a gemara brachas. That's ma'arvin boy. If it's pas haboa bikisnin, that's what we call pas haboa bikisnin. Kiss is a packet. Pasal Babikistan means if you have a pie that has a filling inside, has a cherry pie, you have an apple pie. So Pasal Babikistan means you have dough on top, dough on the bottom, and the middle filling is like in a pocket. So that's the original Pasal Babikistan, is Bari Minim Mizainas, and you don't wash until it's your diamond, and you say Ala Michya. But if you eat enough of the cake, if you eat enough of the pie, if you kaveh suda, then it does become hamoitzi. So the Gemara says, if you have oatmeal cereal, wheatina farina or something, you can eat a ton of it, and it's not going to become hamoitzi. That's not lechem. It's not a loaf. But if you have a pas, a babikistan, it's a subcategory of a pas, so then basically it is called lechem. So when you get to the dinim derabbanan of netilas yadayim and hamoitzi versus mezainus, so there we say that ala michya, apparently the poshe pshat and the mishnah says let's a person has bread and he's going to say ala michya instead of saying birchas hamazon. So the pashtus and the gemara seems that you would be yotze the din deraisim. The difference between ala michya and birchas hamazon, that's only midirabbanim. In our Torah it sounds if you say ala michya, you'll be yotze for the bracha achrayna on bread. So that's why we say if you have cake or you have matzah by the Sfardim, so they say mezainus on the matzah. So if you have a little bit, then you say mezainus and you say alamichya. If you have a lot, then you say wash until it's yadayim, you say hamoitzi, and you say birchas hamazon. Even though it's a subcategory of lechem, but menatoria apparently you yotze birchas hamazon deraisa with alamichya. That's a big issue. That's a machlokes Tosfos and the Rashba and Brochas. Tosfos seems to hold beferish that min haTorah, if you have bread, kedei sviya, you have to bench birchas hamazon with three separate brachas. Hazanas HaKol is one bracha, nodelcha is another bracha, and to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for giving us Yerushalayim is a third bracha. The Gemara comments on the post, v'chalta v'svata v'rachta v'sashem alakecha, al ha'oretz ha'toyv ha'shin osan lo. So the Gemara says, v'chalta v'svata v'rachta v'sashem alakecha, yibles HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave you the food. That's the first bracha, Hazanas HaKol. Al ha'oretz, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us Eretz Yisrael. That's noidelucha. So the Gemara says, when Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, when the man came down in the middle and they made bread out of it, so this Moshe Rabbeinu composed Hazanas HaKol, because it was regular bread. Then when Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, we have to thank the Rabbanu Shalom that he gave us Eretz Yisrael. All the years we had Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, Ezom Mechzakasim Me'avaseinim Veis Avram Avinu. The Gemara says, in Yesh Neuchlin, Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Jewish people from the days of Avram Avinu, when he told them, Kum, Yisalach Baratz L'orka L'rochbo Ki L'choa Teneno. Ki L'choa Teneno was not a promise that will be fulfilled in a distant future when Yeshua ben Nun will conquer Eretz Yisrael. Ki L'choa Teneno right now. When Avram Avinu walked around the borders, he was going to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara has a machlokes HaTanaim and Baba Basra Daf Kuf. Is that a kinyan chazaka only Hayru Hashoah once in the history of the world? Or is that a kinyan chazaka L'doris? We paskin, it's only Hayru Hashoah. But one Tana is of the opinion that to walk around the borders, is a kinya l'doris that constitutes a kinya chazaka, even bisman hazeh. We happen not to accept that. We hold you need no algar or poritz just to walk around the borders. That's not called a chazaka. So true Eretz Yisrael belonged to us for way before the days of Yeshua ben Nun. But we're not mechuyif to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for the fact that it gave us those that we don't have shlita over it. Thank you that in theory we have Eretz Yisrael. When the Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, then he said thank you very much. When he composed the second bracha, noy delucho. And then the Gemara understands when the pasuk ve'irachtu asa Hashem alkech al ha'oretz hatoyva. The word hatoyva is a reference to ha'or hatoyva zeh b'halavon. Ha'or hatoyva zeh is Yerushalayim, and there are two aspects to Yerushalayim. One aspect is that it's the capital of Eretz Yisrael, officially the capital, whether the Congress whether the American Congress recognizes that or not. Officially, Yerushalayim is the capital. And number two, Yerushalayim is the official makam of the Beis Hamikdash, Kochim Kalim in Yerushalayim. So when David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital, first he was a Melech in Hebron for 7 years, then he was a Melech in Yerushalayim 33 years, I think. So when he established Yerushalayim as the capital, so Gemara Bracha says he composed the first half of the third Bracha, we thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. And then he wanted to build a Beis Hamikdash, the Navi didn't allow him to. So when his son Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he composed the second half. The Gemara says in Brachas, he composed the second half of the third Bracha. We thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the Mokam of the Beis HaMikdash. For many years after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim is not functioning either as the capital or as the Makam of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Tanoim were alive at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, changed the Nusach HaBrocha. They said, Rachem no, have Rachmanis on Tzion Mishkan Kvodecha, Malchus Beis David Mishichacha, Abayis HaGan HaKadosh, and Malchus Beis David, because the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchus Malachim, Yerushalayim is the official capital of Eretz Yisrael for the official government. The official government is the Malchus Beis David. So no other government, no other king, other than Malchus Beis David is allowed to have his palace in Yerushalayim. So when David HaMelech composed the third bracha, he composed, we thank him for giving us Yerushalayim as the official capital. And then after everything was chorev, batlam avutlam, by Sheni, there was no Malchus Beis David. The last 200 years, there was the Hashmonaim had a government, but they were not from Shevet Yehuda, they were Kohanim. So they changed the Tanoim, changed the Nusach HaBrocha. Rachmano, have Rachmanis, Malchus Beis David Mishichecho, have Rachmanis on the Bais HaGadol, HaKadosh HaNikra Shim Cholov, have Rachmanis on the Beis HaMikdash, have Rachmanis on the capital, have Rachmanis on the whole Medina. They changed the Nusach. So that's the Shaila, whether the third Brocha is the Raisa today, or the Rabbanon. We say Rachmano, we don't say thank you. The Din the Raisa should be. The first two Brochas we assume are the Raisa. And Atoy V'Meitiv, the Gemara says, we assume is only the Rabbanon. It's a question, why do we assume that the third bracha is the raisa? Once they changed it, the rachem noah, it's a tefillah, it's a tchina, it's a bakosha, it's not a thank you, it's not a hoidoya, not thanking the Rabbanu Shalom for giving us Yerushalayim. That's also the raisa. That's a question. So nachamon. So the Tosfos assumes in brachas that what you learned out from the psukim here, chalta v'svata v'erachta shashem alakecha al ha'oretz ha'toivo, you have to have one bracha for the food, one bracha for Eretz Yisrael, and a third bracha for Yerushalayim as the capital and the Mokam HaMikdash. So Tosa holds Ben Atorah, you have to say three brachas. So Tosa is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara says that when the Poyalim eat, if someone is not self-employed, he works for someone else, he's supposed to put in a whole full day's work. They didn't give him an hour off, a break for lunch. They had to work a whole day. It's understood they have to go to Beis HaKis. He said they go. Understood they have to eat. They have to bench. They bench. But they were mekatza the benching. They abridged the benching. So the Gemara says that poyalim who are not self-employed shouldn't cheat the balabos. Shouldn't keep on. Shouldn't learn daf yomi on the job. So the Gemara says when they bench, they recite the first bracha. Then they combine the second with the third brachas. So Tosfos says Hakasha, how can you combine the second with the third brachas? You're not yotze on the din deraisa. You're not yotze. You have to say a separate bracha for the food, separate bracha for Eretz Yisrael, and a third separate bracha for Yerushalayim as the capital and as the Makam HaMikdash. How are you Eretz if you combine? So Tosfos says, Yesh keach b'achachamim lakadav ben atar b'sheit altas. On that Tosfos kasha, the Rashba says, what's shver? Min atar you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Beis HaMikdash and for Yerushalayim for the food, but it can be your one bracha. Who says it has to be three different brachas? That you have to say yesh kach v'al chachamim lakadov min ator b'shei v'al tas. So that's a machlokes Tosfos in the Rashba. So here the pashtus we usually assume if you have pas habo b'kisin, if you have cake or cookies, that is called lechem. That's pas habo b'kisin. That's a subcategory of pas, and there is a chi of chalo al pi pashtus. There is a chi of chalo. And if you would be kaveh suda, you would say birchas hamazon. If you're not kaveh suda, but it's also pas. If you're not kaveh suda, how come you don't have to wash until the sedaim? So the answer, until the sedaim is only the rabban. So they didn't institute it. How come you don't say hamoitzi lechem, maitz lechem? The hamoitzi mezainis, the whole thing is, but the rabban doesn't make it. How come you don't say birchas hamazon? So the pashtus is like the Rashba said, that the whole difference between ala michyo and birchas hamazon is only made the rabbanon. On the level of the raisa, if you would say ala michya after bread, you would be yotze. Halacha l'maaseh, if you say you're not yotze. Halacha l'maaseh, you have to say three different brachas made the rabbanon. But the pashtus is that on the level of the raisa, if you said ala michya, you would be yotze. So when the chachamim made this split between pasaba b'kisnin and real lechem, they said that pasaba b'kisnin, if you're not kaveh suda, it's sufficient if you say ala michya. Pash, this is because on the level of the raisa, you yotze with ala michya, the birchas hamazon. That's a simple pshat. So what are the dinim? So we had six dinim deraisa that depend on lechem, and all six depend on the chameshes mini dogon, and that's based on a scientific fact that these are bole de chimus as opposed to anything else, kitnius. It's only bole de sirchein. And then you had a bunch of dinim that are the rabbana hamotzi versus bore mini mezainis, and atilus adaim is only a din de rabbanon. And what else? Eruv v'chatzeres as vidavke pashem mevachem alav hamotzi. There the gemara said v'ferish. If it's such a cake that if you would have been kaver sudi, you would have said hamotzi on it. So even though no one's eating it at all, you just put it aside for eruv v'chatzeres. That's considered pashem mevachem alav hamotzi. So b'negir to the din of the rabbanon also we say that it's only considered lechem if it's pasa babikis. If it's chameshes mini dog, no, only if it's chameshes mini dog. Then the Gemara says the Mishnah is in disagreement with Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri. Bechem ben Nuri's opinion is the look of Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri. The Amar Oira is rice. It was a big machloikas. Bechem ben Nuri is of the opinion. Oira is min dogen hu mechayav machlin mutza koris. Tanya Bechem ben Nuri. I mean the Gemara quotes a brisa. Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, oser ba'oriz v'dochen, you're not allowed to cook rice in a pot of water on Pesach, v'pnei shekarov lahachmitz. So the Gemara is not sure what that losha means. Karov lahachmitz, iboiluhu, karov lahachmitz, dekodim o'machmitz, it may become chametz quickly, it may not even need the same amount of time that you need for wheat flour. Alduma, Korov means it'll become chametz faster than wheat. If you're cooking, if it's hot in the room, then whatever you mix flour with water, and it's warm in the room, using warm water, or it's warm in the room, the same room where they're baking the matzahs. So in the room where they bake the matzahs, they have a fan, so that the heat doesn't come out from the oven. If the heat is going to come out where the dough is sitting, then it's going to be memayla hachmitz. It's going to take less time. So they make sure that that the heat doesn't come into the room. So the Gemara is not sure what did the loshan or Rabbi Manuri mean. Korv lahachmitz kodma machmitz. It may the chimutz process may be speedier. Odil mekorv lahachmitz sahavi chametz gamal hakorv means close to. It's close to chametz. It means close to chametz, but it's not really chametz. Maybe it's close to chametz, but it's not really chametz dog and gomer. So they're not sure. We'll have to discuss this in a minute. The Gemara is not sure what is that expression of Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri mean. Toshma de Tanya, Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, or is min dog and machayot machim mutzah kares? No, he says yechayet kares. It's chametz dog and gomer. It's not that it gets close to chametz. Chimutz is a process. We're going to discuss it soon. Chimutz is a process. There's a beginning and there's an end. So does Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri mean korv lahachmitz? The chimut process begins. It's close to chametz, but it's not really. Or did he mean no? Vaday chametz is chayv kares. And if you eat it b'shoygig, you bring a chatos to the Beis Hamikdash. There's not a sofik chametz. It's not close to chametz. It is chametz. Varim yetzidecha vasa b'pesav. V'chein Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri amar chayv b'chala. It's vaday chayv b'chala. It's sebro. That's the Gemara's poshut to shaylon. What exactly is the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri de Rabbanan? When you mix rice with water and you cook it together, is it bole de chimutz or is it bole de sirchon? So the Rishalmi asks Akasha in Maseches Chala, why don't they experiment? It doesn't make sense to have a machlekes in mitzias. In all the litvish yeshivas, everybody knows, you can't have a machlekes in mitzias. Why not? Because that's what the Ramban said. The Gemara has on the first daf in Elu Treifas, Maseches Chulin, the third parak is Elu Treifas. So it discusses the dinim, when is an animal a treifas? The beginning of the parak. First half of the parak is about Hilchos Treifas. Second half is about other dinim. So it lists off what's a treifas, what's not. So on the first daf in the third parak in Chulin, there's a machlekes hatanoim. Why did the Torah prohibit all of these animals that are treifas? Is it because treifas ain't a chaya? Because we assume the animal will not survive for 12 months with this disease that it has. So therefore, it's a sickly animal. It's half dead. So that's why the shechita is not the mater bachila. Shechita is metar medein avela. Shech the treifa. Shechita is chalz metar medein avela. But it's not mater bachila because the animal is half dead already. If you shecht an animal that's dead, it doesn't matter it b'achilu. Maybe because the animal is half dead, because treifa anachai is not going to live for 12 months. Maybe I should say, no, even treifa chai, even if it will survive for 12 months. Akzeris al-kasab, that treifa is also b'achilu. So that's a diun in the Gemara. We assume that treifa, a question how we assume. Yeah. So the Ramban asks Hanat Gemara, he doesn't understand how can Yabba machloikas and mitzias with a treifa chai, treifa anachai. They should have taken 100 animals that had treifas, locked them up, feed them well for a year, and see if any of them will survive. And he says, it doesn't make sense to have a machlokes atanai, machlokes and mitzias, if it's something that you can experiment about. So Leitchik used to say, the Greek philosophers didn't believe in experimentation. Greek philosophers felt that experimentation, that's for slaves. And free men are not supposed to patchkin with their hands to make an experiment. They would philosophize. Why does fire go up? Why does water go down? How come water puts out the fire? Why doesn't the fire put out the water? Everything would be svaris, philosophy. And the Chazal believed in, he used to say over the Loshen Rav, Yodem Melech Lachas B'dam Shvir V'Shilya. The Gemara Brachas has a David HaMelech draws a contrast between himself and all the other kings. All the other kings sit on their throne with their clothing, with their royal clothing, and David HaMelech's hands are filthy. Woman has a shayla in Hilchas Nida, she lost the baby, so the shayla is whether the baby has a tzuras avlat. So David HaMelech is handling it with his hands. Yodam Melech Lochas B'dam Shvir V'Shilya. My hands are dirty. Experimentation. He's looking at the dam. They say, is it a maratom? Is it a tzuras avlat? Is it not a tzuras avlat? So Rav Soloveitchik used to use that expression. Yodam Melech Lochas B'dam Shvir V'Shilya. Chazal believed in experimentation. And whatever you can experiment, so the Ramban quotes this Yerushalmi, it doesn't make sense that Tanaim are going to have a machlekes. They would experiment. They wouldn't feel that it's beneath their dignity, and they would experiment to find that. So the Ramban quotes Yerushalmi, asked this kasha, and Rabbi Chaim Nuri, how can you have a machlekes whether if you cook rice with water, what's bola de chimot, a bola de sirchon, what's the chemical reaction? Why don't they do it and look at it and see whether it's sirchon or chimot? So Yerushalmi answers, they did. They mixed rice with water, and they looked at the reaction, and Rabbi Manuri said, there you have it, that's chimutz. And the Tanoim said, no, that's sirchon. They were looking at the same thing, and they were arguing, where do you draw the line between chimutz and sirchon? So that's what the Ramban asks, how can there be a machlokes ha-Tanoim on the first daf and the third perek in Chulin, with a treifa chai, treifa ein achaya? Why don't they take 100 animals that had a treifas and lock them up and feed them well and see if they'll survive through a year? So Ramban is guessing. So he says, they probably did. They probably took 100 animals, and they probably all died. So half of the Tanaim said, there you have it. You see the treif and achai, it wouldn't survive. And the other Tanaim said, it's not a controlled experiment. Maybe if you would have taken 20,000 animals, maybe 10 of them would have survived. You only took 100 animals. It doesn't prove the point. Maybe if you would have had more, maybe Rubit, the Ruba of the treifas, everybody agrees, treif and achai. But the machlokes is in principle, is a treifa also b'achilu because vada is going to die within 12 months? Well, no, not necessarily so. So the roi probably will die within 12 months. The morin kind of lock up 20,000 behemoths to see an experiment. It'll be too complicated. That's the Ramban. It doesn't make sense to have a machlokes in mitzias. There's such a Ramban, the end of Masech HaShabbos and the Melchamas. He also has, the Gemara has a machlokes where they allow to sweep the floor on Shabbos with a broom. So what's a machlokes? So Tosis says, it's a machlokes hatanoim, is it a psik reisha of ashvuye gumas? If you mashve gumas, that's a malacha bona. And if you sweep the floor, it's a machlokes hatanoim, is that a psik reisha of ashvuye gumas? How can you have a machlokes whether it's the Ramban is? How can you have a machlokes whether it's a psik reisha or not? Experiment and see, is it a psik reisha? It's not a psik reisha. So Tosis words it a little different. Tosis says they came up with a new einfall, korev lipsik reishi. Even if it's not 100% vadai, that's the machlokes. But the korev is 98% vadai, maybe that's also called psik reishi. So Ramban says, no, they would have made an experiment, they wouldn't have a machlokes, there's such thing as a machlokes, whether it's a psik reishi or not. He says the Tanahu holds that it's not a psik reishi. Tanahu holds that it's osir, because That itself is baina. To clean the floor is also baina, even if you're not mashvagun. Ramban gives a different interpretation. And his argument is the same reason that he wrote in the Chiddush Ramban on the first daf in Eilu Treifas, it doesn't make sense to have a machlokes atanaim in mitzias. You can't have a machlokes whether it's a psikreshi or not. So fine, so there's such a chemical reaction that's called chimutz and a chemical reaction that's called sirchon. And the chamesh is mine dog, and they tested it, and they experimented by oris v'doichen, and that was machlokes, where he draw the line, and we paskin oris v'doichen is sirchon. We paskin, it's not called chimutz. It's close to chimutz, but it's not actually, yeah. A lot of times we're choshish for the shittas hayochit. So are we choshish for Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? So on the side, the Masoras HaShas, on Lamed Hem and Aleph, he tells you this Gemara appears on Kuf Yudalad on the base. So Kuf Yudalad on the base is commenting on the Mishnah in Kuf Yudalad on the Aleph. It says on Kuf Yudalad on the Aleph, there are two Mishnahs. This bottom Mishnah, Kuf Yudalad on the Aleph, says that on Pesach night you have this big Kairo, and on the Kairo you have Shnei Tavshilin. What is the Shnei Tavshilin all about? So this is a Machloikas in the Gemara and on the base, where the Shnei Tavshilin was only introduced after the Churban Bayis Sheni, or it existed afilu bizman habayis. So the first, the Gemara begins with the assumption Shnei Tavshilin was afilu bizman habayis. The Shnei Tavshilin is the Suda Chashuva. What are you going to have? You're going to have bread and a hard-boiled egg, and you're going to bench. You only have one tafshil, bread and a hard-boiled egg. You're going to have bread and a bowl of soup. That's the whole meal. So suda chashuva is when you have two courses, a two-course meal. Two things are cooked. The fruits, the drinks don't count, and the raw fruits don't count. How many tafshil, how many macholim do you have that were cooked? So erev Tisha B'Av, by the Suda Mapsekis, you're not allowed to have Shnei Tavshilin. That's the Suda Hashuva. When you make an Erev Tavshilin, when Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, so there's a Machlokes Hatanoim at the beginning of the second Perek in Beitza, Machlokes B'Shamei B'Sil. So there's several versions of what is the Machlokes B'Shamei B'Sil. The Mishnais were not written down until way later. So in the days of B'Shamei B'Sil, there was Marabayas. Hillel and Shammai, the Gemara says, Hillel was the chief rabbi, Shammai was the assistant chief rabbi. That was 100 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. And then the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel were Bizman Abayis. So by the time the Mishnais were written down, there were already several versions of what was the Machlokes Beis Shammai. So one version had it that according to Beis Shammai, you have to put aside Shnei Tavshilim, a Suda Hashuva, the covered Shabbos. We paskan, it's enough one Tavshil, you don't need Shnei Tavshilim. But there was one version in Shnei Tavshilin. So one version in the Gemara here on Kuf Yedal on the basis, the Shnei Tavshilin was always the din bizman abayis. On Leil HaSeder has to be a Suda Chashuva with Shnei Tavshilin. The Maskanas HaGemara is that it's not so. Shnei Tavshilin was introduced after the Churban Habayis, and it's Echad Zecha LePesach veEchad Zecha LaChagiga. So if it's Echad Zecha LePesach, there was a Chagiga Sarba Osar. On Sholosh Regalim, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, you had to bring Gimel mitzvahs, nitztava yisol bali yosam laregel. That's a Tosefta quoted in the first parak in Chagiga. The three karbonas that were obligated to bring, Riyah Chagiga and Simcha. Riyah is an oilas Riyah, Chagiga is Shalmei Chagiga, and Simcha, Shalmei Simcha. So you have to bring three karbonas, Riyah Chagiga, Sholosh mitzvahs, nitztava yisol bali yosam laregel. You have to bring Riyah Chagiga and Simcha. So, after the Churban Habayis, so that's, you have to bring that Shalmei Chagiga, you have to be makrivit on Pesach. You makrivit on Erev Pesach, you're not Yotze. But in addition to the Chagiga Pesach, like Chagiga Pesach Shavuot, the Chagosim also, the Chag Lashem, doesn't mean you should celebrate it as a holiday. The Chagosim means you should be makrivit Korban Chagiga, the Shalmei Chagiga. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that she really shouldn't, the Rama says, you really shouldn't refer to Shmini Atzeres as Yom HaShmini, Chag HaTzeres HaZeh, because there's no chiv to bring a Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. If you didn't bring a Chagiga on the first days of Sukkot, so Shmini Atzeres is a Tashlumen, but you don't say Yom HaShmini Chag HaSukkot HaZeh. You're not talking about Sukkot. Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh, so the Rama, Rashi and Tosfos have the Nusach, Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh. So the Ramo says against Rashi and Tosfos. Shouldn't say like Rashi and Tosfos, because the tefillah is supposed to be in a biblical Hebrew. And in biblical Hebrew, the word chag doesn't mean like chag purim. Like Chanukah is chag ha'urim, the holiday of lights. Chag is a yontab on which you bring a korban chagiga. Chagos mosel chag vasham means you should bring a korban chagiga. So in Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, you have to bring a chagiga. The shechitas of chagiga has to be on Pesach. In addition to the chagiga at Pesach, that's a pasuk, the chagos mosel Hashem, there was a chagiga sarba osar. That's a machlokes hatanoim. Is that a din deraisa? Is that a din derabbanan? Is it decha Shabbos? If our Pesach choli is b'Shabbos, so that shechitas haPesach is decha Shabbos. What about shechitas chagigas haBosa? Is that decha Shabbos? We paskan it's not decha Shabbos. One time was of the opinion that it is decha Shabbos, just like the Korban Pesach is decha Shabbos, and the chagigas also decha Shabbos. So we paskan that it's not. So the Gemara says because the shnei tavshilin, the maskana, when you get to the maskana kuf yadalam beis. Because the Shnei Tavshilin was a takana that was introduced after the Churban Abayis. It's not Abayis. Either you do have Shnei Tavshilin, you don't. There was no takana. After the Churban Abayis, you want to make a Zechel of Pesach and Zechel of Chagiga, so you have to have Shnei Tavshilin on the Kaira. So there was an opinion in the Gemara that since a Zechel of Pesach and Zechel of Chagiga is Arba Asar, so they should both be flesh. Because the Churban Pesach was Menakvasim Erizim Tikochu. And the Chagigas HaBosa is also a korban, a behema. There's no shlomim by oifus. Has to be besar behema. So then the Gemara says, we don't paskin like that. The Shnei Tavshilin do not have to be two pieces of flesh. Even though Zecha the Pesach, Zecha the Chagiga. Omar Avune, even Silka Baroiza is also good. Silka is beets, and Aroiza is oriz, is rice. Shnei Tavshilin. Zechel Pesach, Zechel Chagiga doesn't have to dapke be flesh. So the Gemara said, even if it's two pieces of flesh, it's better. But it doesn't have to be, even though Zechel Pesach, Zechel Chagiga, give me silk of Aroza. Rava, Habi Mahadir, al silk of Aroza, Halvin Otik, Ben Puma de Rabuna. Rava is a Talmud of Rabuna, so he loved the Rebbe so much, so because the Rebbe said silk of Aroza and Shir, he gave a mushel. You don't need that either should be flesh. Even if neither of them is placed, silk of Aroiz is good. So Rava out of Chavivas to the Rebbe was Mahada Dafke to have silk of Aroiz. That's out of Chavivas to the Rebbe. So the Gemara says, but isn't there a chashash according to Abiyach Manduri? You're going to cook Orez. You're going to cook a pot full of rice. So the rice can be bole de chimutz. The Gemara says, Shma Mino, you see from this, Ravuna. Leis l'chosh, ahad Rabbi Chamanduri. Rabbi Chamanduri says, Oriz bin dochen v'chayom v'chal mutzah kareis, v'adam yetzadech v'asa v'pesach, we're not choshish at all for Rabbi Chamanduri. We're not even machmeh for that. Sometimes the Gemara talks at Mishnah in the third parak in Beitza. Rabbi Gamliel says that his family, his father was choshish v'shitas beishamai. Sometimes you're choshish for the shitas ayochid. As a midas chassidic, Gemara says, here we're not choshish for the shitas ayochid. He has been outvoted. We just don't paskin like Rabbi Chamanduri at all. That's the Gemara. Many have a minig that developed in the days of the Rishonim not to eat kidneys on Pesach, so they don't eat rice. So some say, you see from the Gemara, that it's not a problem. Gemara says, Leis l'chosh l'hod Rabbi Chamanduri, that is no problem. Yeah. Where does it come from, the story not to eat kidneys? The Tosfos quotes, Rabbeinu Hananu.
If matzah
chametz is not to be in the rabbi and not in having a shame chida or something like that, then if someone could make chida or somewhere on a lab or hydroponically or anything else, so that should also, you should be legal to matzah, right? If the hagdara is anything that's asli dechametz, yeah, the should be like that. The chayodim raised the suffix. If the chita grew on a otzit she'ena nokuv, it's not growing from the ground, so he raised the suffix whether it's acceptable or not. So the later poskim point out it's a beferish gemara. The gemara, the Mishnah says on Lamed Hayam at Aleph that you can't be yotze with matzah if it's tevel. If it's treif, you're not yotze. Avaloi b'tevel. Lamed Hayam at Aleph. So the gemara says, pshita, Of course, it's no good. So Gemara Lord Tzricha b'tevel Talmud Rabbanan shezar batul shein anokuf. That's on Laman Ham the base. The Mishnah tell me a chiddush. Even if it grew in an atzur shein anokuf, so it didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael. The flower pot is chutz lords. Flower pot is located here. Here's the flower pot, and the ground below is Eretz Yisrael. It's a yoinik from Eretz Yisrael. It's not yoinik. It's an atzur shein anokuf. It's not yoinik from Eretz Yisrael. So it's like growing in chutz lords. But still, since the flower pot is located in Eretz Yisrael, so the chayv and shumas and ma'isis midirabanan. So you see beferish from the Gemara that it doesn't have to have grown from the ground. That's what you see from the Gemara. If it has the same properties as a bola de chimutz, so the pashta says that it would be lechem. Yeah. Yeah, so where does this minhag come from that we don't have kidneys? So it's based on a Gemara somewhere. Where's the Gemara? Here, the bottom of Mem Omid Beis. The bottom Tosfos. Mem Omid Beis. The Gemara is not the bottom of Mem Omid Beis. It's right before the Mishnah. Mem Omid Beis is a Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Rav Papi was the Mashgiach in the kitchen of the Reish Galusa. So he permitted the workers to thicken the soup by putting in kidneys. And Rava said, what is he, crazy? The workers in the kitchen of the Reish Galusa were not yeshiva guys. They were plain balabatim. They weren't so medaktik and mitzvahs. So Rava says, Ika d'shori k'hai milsa b'duchta d'shchichi avdi. You're going to be lying, that's not right. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. So Tosfos quotes a Pirush HaBein Hananel. Pirush HaOruch, not Rabbein Hananel. V'nira l'rik in Pirush HaOruch, chasisim is kemach shal adashim. Because kidneys is not bole dechimutz, but it looks a lot. The reaction of sirchon, if you mix kidney, if you cook kidneys with water, it's not going to be bole dechimutz, it'll be bole de sirchon. But the reaction is very close to chimutz. So the Gemara says, beduchte deshchichi avdi, if the chefs are not such bnei Torah, then it's not right to be making on kidneys. So some say that's the mocker for the institution of kidneys. Today we're afraid everybody. None of the sheps are such yirei shamayim. So that's why we should be machmer on the kidneys. So there's a chemical reaction that's known as sirchon. That's by oires, and that's by kidneys. And then there's a chemical reaction that's known as chimutz. That's what's real chametz don gomer. Yeah. When does it, let's say you mix, how do you make matzahs? You mix flour with water. So that's bole de chimutz. So we bake it quickly. We bake it quickly. If you don't have a very high temperature in the oven, and you're going to put in the dough, the matzah dough, the heat is going to cause it to become chametz before it's going to get baked. So you have to have a very high temperature, that it should bake it before it gets a chance to become chametz. When the refuseniks in Russia were making their own matzahs, the government didn't let them, so they had everything was underground. So they had to give them instructions. I remember the guys in yeshiva were sending instructions how the refuseniks should make matzahs. So they had to, you can't bake it in a regular oven. You have to have a much hotter oven. Because you're going to bake it in a regular oven. The heat of the oven only goes to 550, a normal oven. So the heat is going to make it be mila hachmetz before it becomes baked. You have to have higher than 550 degrees.
So that's
a gzeira,
the kidneys? It's a
gzeira,
the Rav
Ronan? No, the Rishonim say it's a minig. Not a gzera. The Svardim don't have it. Some of the Svardim don't eat rice. Some of them do eat rice. Different. Not rather the rice in America. All the rice is enhanced with chametz. It's enriched with chametz. But the chametz is bottled b'shish. But some of the Svardim, I remember we used to have Svardim living in our building. So they came straight from Iran. So their meaning was they ate rice. So they didn't realize the rice in America is enriched with chametz. So they had to do the hiddur mitzvah to have the rice. I don't know if it's a hiddur anymore, if the rice is enriched with chametz. The chametz before Pesach is batal b'shishim. Okay, but I don't know if you consider that a hiddur to preserve the old meaning that they had.
You can buy special rice.
Yeah, there is rice that's not enriched. Yeah, you can get rice that's not enriched with chametz. So the Chumash has a din of chametz and seor. Chametz is if you mix the flour with the water and you let it sit for a long time, then it becomes chametz. What is seor? Seor is you mix flour with water and you let it sit and you don't bake it. You let it sit. So the microorganisms, the yeast, the microorganisms, so microorganisms will eat up all of the dough and they'll multiply, multiply, multiply. So if you bake it, so you kill all the microorganisms, so it stops multiplying. But if you don't bake it, so you let it, you leave it like that, so the microorganisms keep on eating everything up till there's mamish, there's no dough left. You start it off at flour with water, and you have these yeast microorganisms, and they keep on eating everything up and multiply, multiply. So that's not royal achila. That's not royal achila. The Tosefta and Beitza, in the first parag in Beitza, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta and Beitza, that Seor is not royal achila. There's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Raivin, Hilchas Chametz and Matzah, not royal achilas what? So the Rambam says, not royal achilas Adam. The Raivin says, no, not royal achilas Akelev either. Not royal achilas Akelev either. And nonetheless, that's the pasuk in Chumash that Seor is Osir on Pesach. There's a din by Yura by Matzeh. There's a din it's Osir b'Achila, even though it's not royal Achila. So how come I Chometz is when the Macholas Asuris? So if the thing is not royal Achila, it says now it can't be on the listing of Macholas Asuris. So the Tosefta in Beitza that's quoted in the first paragraph in Beitza, the Tosefta says even though it's not royal Achila. What did they do years ago? Years ago, they didn't buy Fleischmann's yeast from the store, and every time they made challis on Thursday, on Erev Shabbos, they'd throw in a packet of Fleischmann's yeast. They would mix flour with water, and it would take hours and hours and hours till the microorganisms would fall in from the air, and the thing would rise, and then they would leave a little bit of sourdough, they would leave a little bit of dough that they didn't bake. And that dough, the microorganisms would eat up all of the dough and they just multiply, multiply, multiply. There was no more dough left. It was just a whole bar of microorganisms. And then next time, next week, when they would make challis for next Shabbos, they would take that bar of dough and throw it in and mix it in. There was all microorganisms. So the Gemara says that even though the Seor is not royal achila, according to the Rambam, not royal achila sodom, according to the Rabbi, is not in royal achila sakelev, but it's royal chametz ba'isis acheras. It's an ingredient that you're going to mix in next week. That's what it's aimed for. That's what they used to save a little raw dough to mix it in next week when you make the when you mix the flour with the water. So since it's Reil Chamesi Sacheris, it retains the shame Maichon. So Reb Chaim Oizer has a tshuva in Achiezer where he points out you shouldn't think that this is only a chiddush in Hilchos Pesach. No, it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. Take for example, Crisco used to be treif. So if you ever see a tub of Crisco, then that's under Hashgacha now. So the Crisco is kosher now. But years ago, when it used to be treif, you'd see like a big container, and the stuff is like wax. That's not royal achila. But you take the Crisco and you mix it into the cake, and you make a cake like that. So it's an ingredient. So Rav Chaim Oizer proves from the Mishnayos that whatever, not only royal chametz is acheres, whatever is serves as an ingredient in a normal food, in a normal course of events, retains the shei maichel, even though it's already nifsal achila. It started off as a maichel, then they treated it chemically, or over here, let's say, the raw dough. So you didn't bake it, so the microorganisms ate up all the dough, they multiply, multiply, but you're just eating microorganisms. It tastes awful now. That's called seor, because it started off as dough. Started off as flour and water, and was boiled de chimutz. And now, even though there's mamish nothing left from the dough, it's all eaten up. But since it's Reil HaChametz Yismacheres, it can serve as an ingredient the next time you're going to make challis. So that retains the shem Malchum. So he shows from the Mishnayos like that, that if you have Seor Shel Truma, which is only muta for Kohanim, Truma is also Lazar. I'm not a Kohen, so I'm not allowed to eat Truma. So if you take Seor Shel Truma, and you throw it into an Isa, and it causes it to rise, so the whole thing is also Lazar. I batzor is nifsa machilo, so there shouldn't be any yisus. Rav Chaim says, you see from the Mishnayos that this din of saor, even though it's nifsa machilo, it retains the same chonetz because Reil Chametz Yisachir is not only a local din hilchas pesach; it's a din in kol ha'tarakula, a din derais in kol ha'tarakula. If a thing serves as an ingredient, that it retains the same oichel, even though right now it's not Reil Achino. We have a lot of things like that, ingredients. If you look at it now, sometimes it's poisonous. Sometimes you eat the thing, now it's poisonous. But when you mix it into food, you only mix in a tiny little bit, then it's not poisonous, then it tastes good. So even though right now it's mamish nifsa machila. He writes it in his tshuva. He writes, he says that the sif in the Mishnayos, it was always assumed like that. Always assumed like that. That the din applies to kol ha'tarakula. So that's in Chumash, that you have the din of chometz and the din of sa'or. You have a Mishnah, Mem Chesam and Beis, that talks about Seor. We mispronounce, I don't know what the correct pronunciation is, we mispronounce it to distinguish between Seor and Chumash and Seor in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah talks about Seor and Siduk. When you mix flour with water, you let it sit for a long time, it rises, then you have cracks on top. It's got to rise so much, it goes like this, then there are going to be cracks on top. So that's called siduk. When it has the cracks on top, that's chometz dagan gomer. That takes a long time. The Gemara says, if you mix flour with water, and you don't know whether it turned into chometz or not. Here there's a Mishnah, Mem Vav Amar Aleph. A cheresh is one who's ein shamei ve'ein medaber. He can't communicate. So the Mishnah, there are two Mishnahs, a Mem Vav Amar Aleph. So the one Mishnah in the middle of the Amon talks about Botzek HaChorosh. There's a batch of dough that's not talking to us. If you have dough and it rises and it has cracks on top, so it's screaming out loud, I'm chometz. Everybody sees that it's chometz. What if it's a Botzek HaChorosh? It doesn't communicate. We don't know whether it's chometz or not. So the Mishnah says, if you mix two batches of dough. I mixed two batches of dough at the same time. One of them is not speaking, and the other one rises and it has cracks on top, and I see it's chametz. Then you should assume this one is also chametz. So the Gemara asks, what if you didn't mix two batches of dough? How much time on the clock? How much time do you give it? The Gemara says, Shear mil. How much is a shear mill? So the Mishnah Berurah says a shear mill is 18 minutes. That's how the Mishnah Berurah always says. Leo Levy used to be a professor here in college. He used to teach, he lived in the neighborhood. He used to teach physics here. So he pointed out in his Sefer on Zmane Hayom B'Halocha that the 18 minutes is really a mistake. 18 minutes is on a different time system where they didn't have... We have 60 seconds in a minute and 60 minutes in an hour. So the 18 minutes is really a mistake. It's really 22 and a half minutes. It's a Beferish Gemara later. Just make all the calculations from the ninth parak when the Gemara talks about Derech Rechoika, how do you calculate Derech Rechoika? So he says, he quotes Achranim and says Beferish like that. Even though Mishnah Berurah always says 18 minutes, Mishnah Berurah used the same clock that we use, but the 18 minutes is off kilter. So what does it mean? If you mix flour with water, leave it 22 and a half minutes, it becomes chametz. No, it means less than 22 and a half minutes, there's nothing to discuss. After 22 and a half minutes, there's what? When your wife is going to mix flour with water, it's going to take a few hours till it's going to rise and till it's going to have cracks on top. That's going to take a long time. Before shear mill, bevadai, nothing happened, unless it's a warm room, unless you use warm water, unless it's you're near the open oven. You need the open oven, so then it's going to be mamay lahachmetz. But if it's normal, less than shear mill, nothing happened. More than shear mill, you got to start thinking that maybe the chimetz process will already begin. So that's what the Mishnah tells you later. The chimetz is a process. That's the Mishnah Mem Chesam Beis. Chimetz is a process, and there's a beginning to the process and an end to the process. So the end to the process is called siduk, when you have the cracks on top. That's chametz dagan gomer. If you eat that on Pesach, you chayv kares. And seor is the Shin Yud Alev Vav Resh, not Saor, that's in Chumash. Saor in Chumash is the raw dough. Doesn't mean the Fleischmann's yeast. Fleischmann's yeast is microorganisms. That's not chometz. Saor in the Mishnayis, Saor in the Chumash, is if you mix flour with water and you didn't bake it and you left it alone for a couple of days and the microorganisms keep on eating everything up, there's nothing left, just microorganisms keep on multiplying. So since it's not, it's an Issa Shenishtana, but you can't tell. It looks like it's still the same old dough that it was before. So that's Saor. That's all. But Seir means the beginning of the chimutz process. Chimutz is a process. So there's a beginning and there's an end. Just like the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah, as he mentioned the other day, that death is a tahalich hamavis. The Rambam in the first perik in Mishnah Saholos says death is a process. So Gosas is the beginning of the process, and death is the gemar of the process. They have to know what's the definition of life and death, and when is the gemar of the process, and when is the beginning of the process. There are halachas that depend. Usually we say, Gosas kechai l'chol dvarov. A Gosas is not betameh. That's in the first parak in Aholos. A Gosas is not betameh, and the Mishnah says a Gosas can take a neder, and that the neder is binding. But even though it says a gos kachay l'chol dvarav, it's not exactly true. There are certain halachas where the goses has a separate din. There are some we mentioned. There are some rishonim of Rav Yepin that a goses, since the talich hamavis has already begun, so he's already one leg out, so he's not considered a bardas. If he takes a neder, it is chal, because in the dorm you don't need such a high level of das. But to give a get, or to be makne mamen, that's the end of kiddushin. We'll have to learn. We'll have to see if we'll get that far. So that some rishonim say, "Nechasim k'shunaf lo k'shu goses." He can't be makna because he's not a full badas because he's half dead because the talich hamavis began right. So you have to know what's the definition of life, what's the definition of the beginning of the process, what's the definition of the end of the process. Here, there's a machlekes Rab Meir and Rab Yudah in the Mishnah, a double machlekes. The Gemara Menachos on Daf Nun Gimel quotes this Mishnah. It quotes Brises, Dun Gimel Omed Aleph. The Gemara quotes and has much more of a discussion of this dinim. So that is a double machlokes. One machlokes is one is the beginning of the process, one is the end of the process. Eza Huseyer. So Reb Yudah says, Kikarni Chagovim, if you have cracks here and there. And Siduk is a later station, and Starvis Dokim Zebizem. And Rab Meir disagrees, Rab Yudah says, no, if you have karni chagovim, if you have cracks here and there, zeb zahoch lochayv karis, that's chometz dog and gomer. Veizu say, when is the beginning of the process? Echsif upanov, when the whole color changes, karim sham desai roisa, when it turns a little gray on the surface. So Rab Meir is more machman than Rab Yudah. He says the beginning of the process is earlier, and what Rab Yudah considers the beginning of the process, Rab Meir considers the gemara of the process. So that's one machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yudah. Rav Meir is more machman than Rav Yudah. When is the beginning of the process? When is the gemara of the process? Then the gemara there, Menachos Nun Gimel, has another machlokes. Whether this din of the tchilas achimutz process, that you're not allowed to eat it, but there's no kores, is that a nisa deraisa or is that a nisa derabbanan? That's another machlokes. Here in Psochem, you wouldn't be able to figure that out at all. The second machlokes, but the more there has more brises. So that's also Rav Meir is more machman than Rav Yudah. Rav Meir holds that it's an issa deraisa. Rav Yudah holds the whole prohibition of seor, the beginning of the chimetz process is only the rabban. It's a double machlokes.
Yeast, not
the yeast that you buy in the store, the packet that you shake it and the tiny little particles, that's not chometz at all. That's a microorganism. Yeast itself. No, the Crisco started off as non-kosher food, and they treated it chemically till it became nifsa achila, but it's going to turn back to become royal achila. This started off as a microorganism. No, right. But if you take the yeast and you throw it into flour and water, and it causes it to rise, and then you leave some of that for a week till next week, so that stuff, even though it's all gone already, even though the microorganism has ate everything up. But it still looks like a bar of dough. So that's Saor. That's an Issa deraisa. The Gemara there has in Menachos Daf Nun Gimel has a discussion. When you bring a carbon taida, so you bring four kinds. I forgot already. What do you bring? Four kinds of chalas. So three minim. You bring 10 each. You bring 40. The four different minim. 10 of each one of the minim. So 10 of one of the minim is chametz, and the other three are matzah. So Gemara has a discussion. This seyor, if you hold that it's a din deraisa, if you hold it's a din derabanan, means ben atayra, it's not chametz. It's only a chumer ben derabanan, beginning of the chimutz process. So ben atayra, it's good for the, can you use it for the matzahs? For the three minim and lachmei toida that is supposed to be matzah, can you use it for the matzah? Or according to the Tana, that it is an isa deraisa. Because for Pesach, it is an Issa deraisa. So can you use it for the lachmei chametz in the toida or not? So that's the Gemara Menachos has that discussion. That's what it's doing in Menachos. But on the Gel Inyanenu, we're talking about Pesach. So there's a concept, maybe a concept derabbanan, maybe a concept deraisa. That's a machlok. The second machlok is a Meir Reb Yehuda, where the seir tchilas hachimutz process. Is that a din deraisa or a din derabbanan? So that was what the Gemara was mesupak on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yechem Anuri said, Rabbi Yechem Anuri, Oser, he prohibits you from cooking rice and water, but it's with Echmanesh Shekarav Lahachmetz. Iboiluhu Karav means Memahia Lahachmetz. It may not take so long, it may not take 22 and a half minutes. Maybe it's Memah Lahachmetz. Odilma Karav Lahachmetz Habi, it's close to Chametz. Chametz Gamal Lahachmetz. Maybe that's what he means. That the Gemara of the process, the Chimutz process, is never going to reach. Maybe all he meant to say was that it's close to Chametz, beginning of the process will occur, but it's never going to finish. The Gemara came to Maskana, says, Chayv Karis, says it's the Gemara of the process. Korv Lachmans means Bemay Lachmans, but he didn't mean that it's close. So that's the Shaila. Maybe there are such things that are Korv Lachmans. So the Gemara on Laman Ham, the base, there's a famous Tosfos, Mei Peris Ein Machmitz. Gemara says if you mix, instead of mixing flour with water, mix flour with orange juice. So the Gemara says, Mei Peris Ein Machmitz. It will not become Chametz. So this is in Stira, this is Laman Ham, the base. You look, Lamed Vav and Aleph, the two Amudim are facing each other, back to back. Lamed Vav and Aleph, the Gemara says, if you mix flour with Mei Peris, it's Memaher Lahachmetz. It'll become Chametz faster than if you had mixed with water. So how does the Gemara say over here, Mei Peris ain't Machmetz? The Gemara says on the next daf, not only is it Machmetz, it's Memaher Lahachmetz. So Rashi asks this theorem. Vadi Amaliel, Rashi Al Mamad Vav and Aleph asked this. Vadi Amaliel, Mei Peris Heimach Mitzim, Loikashe, Hach, the Ihu Ein Chayom Machamutzim Korskama. When it said the top line, Al Mamad Hanan Beis, Mei Peris Heimach Mitzim, means it'll never become Chomitz Dog and Gomer. If you mix flour with orange juice, or with apple cider, egg matzahs, mix flour with apple cider, it'll never become Chomitz Dog and Gomer, but the Chimut process will begin. And it'll begin faster than otherwise. A normal flour with water, less than a sheer mill, nothing happens. But if you mix flour with Mei Peris, it'll never become Chametz Dog and Gomer, but the Tchilas HaChimetz process will occur, and it'll occur even faster. That's how Rashi Faremfa's the theory. Rabbi Natam is not happy with Rashi. The long choice is here on the base. So Rabbi Natam disagrees with Rashi. He says, no, he says, if he mixed Mei Peris with water, zero. Mei Peris ain't machmitzim at all. The Gemara says on the next stop, in Mahi Lahachmetz, that's if you mix flour with water with orange juice. If you have Mei Peris with water, so if you would have flour with water, it would be Bolei Dechimut. If you mixed in orange juice, mixed in apple cider, then it's going to be Mahi Lahachmetz, and it'll become Chametz Dog and Gomer. But Mei Peris with Mei Peris alone doesn't even become Tchilas HaChimutz process. So the Rambam quotes this Gemara, that Mei Peris Hei Machmitzim. So the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam. We have our Sogos HaRavid on the Rambam. The Ravid says, like Rashi, that may peris haymach mitzvah means it won't become chametz dog and gomer that you chayv kares, but it can, the tchilas achimutz process, it can become. That's the way we have the hasagas arriving. And there are old, in the, my father used to have an old Rambam that was printed in Berlin. We have a different edition. We have probably the Vilna edition, normal. My father had an old Rambam that had a lot of lines that are deleted, that the censor left out. My father had an old Rambam. So the, in the old Rambams, they have the Hasagas, Prima Gadim quotes that, Gears. The old Rambams, they had the Hasagas arriving on a different din. When the Rambam says that Kitnius is not Bola De Chimut, it's only Bola De Suchen, doesn't pose a problem. So they had the Hasagas arriving over there. The Kitnius is not Bola De Chimut, Chomet Dog and Gomer, but it's Tchilas HaChimut process, it can be. So then you can't, then Kitnius is a real din. It can really become tchilas. It'll become seor. The tchilas achimutz. Once you come up with this chiddush that there's such a concept of seor, tchilas achimutz process. So that was an old girsa in the Ravid. That hasagas arrived is on the line in the Ram when the Ram has kin. Then kitnius should be medina. Shouldn't depend on the minig. Shouldn't depend on the minig. We usually assume that the minig is based on that gemara that we just saw before. Bachasisi. The Tosis quoted from the Oruch, that was the bottom of Mem on the base. That B'mokem B'duchta D'Shchichi Avdi, when the bakers are not, don't have such Yirah Shamayim, then you shouldn't allow kitnias because they're going to confuse things. That's what is usually assumed. The kitnias is a minig based on the Gemara. It's not based on the Raibet at all. The first Mishnah in the third Perek, the Gemara interprets the Elo Ivrim Bepesa. The first Mishnah in the third Perek talks about Taruvas Chometz, and it talks about Chometz Nukshe. Two kinds of Chometz. So Rashi, the Perek begins Elo Ivrim Bepesach, and it lists off Taruvas Chometz and Chometz Nukshe. So Rashi writes, Elo Ivrim Adem Bebalira by Matzah. The following foods you will be in violation of Elo Ivrim. Ivrim in your Ivrim, like we would say in Yiddish. I don't think that's correct Hebrew. Elo Ivrim, you will be Ivrim. Maybe it is correct Hebrew, I don't know. You'll be in violation of Balira by Matzah. Rabbeinu Tam is not happy with the Rashi. Elin Yerle Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because the Mishnah is talking about Chometz Nukshe. Chometz Nukshe is a ribui from a pasuk. And in the Rabbeinu Tam, the Mashma, the Kol Hanach, Marbina, Mikol Machmetzes, even though it's not normal Chometz, Chometz Nukshe is Kol Machmetzes, called as a ribui, Kol Machmetzes, Lois Arelu. And if not for the ribui, Afilu Bachilo lo have a Mechayiv. If you wouldn't have had that pasuk, you would have been Mutta Bachilo. He loved the Rabbi Akra. So even though you have a pasuk called Machmetz Losachelu, it's only the Srabba that it's also Bechim. Hechetes Balirah by Motze. How can you say that it's the Srabba that it's even Balirah by Motze? So near the Rabbeinu Tam, the Elo Oivrim does mean your Oivrim, but the owner who has it is in violation. Balirah by Motze. The translation of the words Elo Oivrim Be'al HaShulchan. The following foods have to be removed from the menu on Pesach, and there's no Balirah by Motze. In other words, when the Torah was Mechadish, that there's a din of Chometz Nukshe. Chometz Nukshe means the beginning of the Chimutz process, like Seor. Beginning of the Chimutz process, but it never completed, never finished. It was only in the Srabbe with respect to Yisra Achila, was never in the Srabbe with respect to Yisra Bal Yerah by Matzah. The way we have the Rabbeinu Tam, on the first Taisus in the Masechta, on the first Taisus, they quote this Rabbeinu Tam also. The context of the first test is like this. The Masechta begins with the obligation to do B'dikas Chometz. What do you need B'dikas Chometz for? Let's say a person is a Nazir. A guy's Mekabel Naziris today. So he has to be B'dik to see if there's any grapes or any wine in the house. Is there a din like that? So Rashi says you have to be by the chametz, no, not to violate by rov by matzah. So there's no data by rov by matzah by a nazir. Rabbi Natan is not happy with the Rashi. He says the purpose of habayik tzar sheivatul. After the Gemara says after you do finish the bedikas chametz, you have to say kol chamir. You have to be mevatel chametz. Once you mevatel chametz, so there's no by rov by matzah. The Gemara says mederaisa bebitul. The beetle be'al masagi, once you move out, there is no b'yira. So what do you mean? If by the chametz in order not to violate b'yira by matzah, after you're going to be b'yira, you're going to give me vatl. So why don't they make a takana? Everybody should be mevatl, so you won't have to be b'yira. So you won't be in violation of b'yira. So he says he doesn't think, Rabbi Natan doesn't think that Rashi is right. He doesn't think that the need for b'dikah is in order not to violate b'yira by matzah. If it's in order... Yeah, he thinks that it's Gzeir Hashem Yoichal. If you just be Mabat Lachametz, you have candy bars all over the house, you have cookies and cakes, delicious things in the refrigerator, in the freezer, and he's Mabatla everything. So Mabatla, he's gonna forget. He's gonna see the Chametz on Pesach. We're afraid that he's gonna forget, he's gonna eat. So the Rabbi Natan disagrees with the Rashi. But then the Rabbi Natan agrees that there is Bayiro Midirabonim. Even, he says, even on Tarubas Chametz and even on Chametz Nuksha. Afila Tamach, Tzichanam, Dechmir, Chacham, Bechol Chametz, Afila Chametz Nuksha, Afila Ayei Tarubas. The Lekha Bayiro, the Pirush Rabbein Atam, Bereish, Elo Oivrin. The first Tosis in the Mesich that quotes this Rabbein Atam. Elo Oivrin means not Oivrin Bayiro, Oivrin Beyal HaShulchan, that there's no Bayiro deraisa, neither on Taruvas Chametz, nor on Chametz Nuksha. Chametz Nuksha means the beginning of the Chimutz process, but it didn't complete itself. So he says, that's Minatorah, there's no Bayiro. But Midirabbanon, he agrees that you have to dispose of it. There is a Bayiro deRabbanon. So that's a big machlekes harishayim. Is that the correct version of what the Rabbi Natan said? He said, both on Taruvas Chametz, Dogen Goma, Taruvas Chametz, and on Chametz Nuksha. There's no Bayiro deraisa, it's only Bayiro deRabbanon. Or maybe he only said it on Chametz Nuksha. But on Tarubas Chametz, that's real Chametz, except that it's Tarubas means it's less than 50%. It's less than 50% and it's all mixed in. You have Roiv Hat Amiut Iser, and the Iser is Ein Aniker. That's the definition of a Tarubas. That's the definition of a Tarubas. And maybe it's one version of the Rabbi Natan, the Maram Chalav over there. Membeis and Menal at the beginning of the third parak quotes a version of the Rabbi Natan Tarubas Chametz. He's maskim that there will be Bayiro deraisa. You know, the Rabbi Natan only said it a Chametz Nuksha, that Seor, if the Chimetz process began but it didn't finish. So if not, he loved the Rabbi Kro, if not for the Pasuk, I would have said it's Muta Bachila. So now that I have a Pasuk, I say it's also Bachila, so I must pick that it's also Bachila. You don't have to go so far to say that it should be Bayiro, Bayimotze also. So that's what the Rabbi Natan meant to say. So that's the Shaila here on the Tosis on Lamed Heim at base, where the Rabbi Natan disagrees with his grandfather, Rashi. The Rashbam was an older brother of the Rabbi Natan. Rashbam used to learn with Rashi. The Rashbam usually does not disagree with Rashi. Rashbam always goes along with Rashi. The Rabbi Natan was a young baby when the Rashi died. So he often disagreed with his grandfather. So here, Rashi's opinion is that Mei Peris, Eimach Mitzin means that if you mix in flour with orange juice, it's Memahir Lahachmitz, but it'll never become Chametz Dogen Gomer, it'll only become Tchilas Achimutz process. Rabbi Natan disagrees, that's not true. Mei Peris alone is not Machmitz at all, but Mei Peris with water, that's Memahir Lahachmitz. So Tosis quotes, the Rabbi Natan's practice would be, he would eat egg matzahs on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Natan nog heta bedover, hoya noig lecha be'erev Pesach. Acha dala choz, when you're not allowed to eat chametz, he would eat ugosh and ilosha be'beitzim. He wasn't going to violate, he was a grandson of Rashi. See, Rabbi Natan holds if you mix flour with orange juice, you can let it sit all day long at the Goma. It wasn't going to violate Rashi Shita on Pesach. on Erev Pesach, he would violate. On Erev Pesach. Because he really disagreed with all Rashi. He held that if it's only made Paris is not water, it doesn't even have Chilos Achimus. The Gemara says that it's Memala Achimus, that's with water. Without water, nothing. But even according to Rashi, that it's the Tchilas Achimutz process, Tchilas Achimutz is a separate Iser. If not for the Pasik, you would have said that there's no Iser. And that's Makhlois Amer and Rabbi Yudah, whether that's an Iser Derais and Iser Derabon. So that Iser is a new din. There's no Bal Yeroi on that. And the Iser on Erev Pesach is also a separate Iser. So Rabbi Natam held that Chometz Nukcha on Erev Pesach is not an Iser Derais. It can't be an Iser Derais. Enough to say Chometz Nukcha is Aser on Pesach. The Tchilas Achimutz process, Seyar. But to say that it should be us on Erev Pesach also, that not. So that Rabbi Natam was Mekel. Since Chometz Nukcha on Erev Pesach, you really don't have a Pasuk, that should really be Mutter. So he relied on his, the worst that can be according to Rashi is just going to be a Chometz Nukcha. If you have May Paris, see by us when they make the Egg Matzahs, the Pashta says that it's not Chometz at all, even according to Rashi. Rashi says if you mix flour with apple cider, it'll be memahir lahachmitz. Memahir lahachmitz means if you let it sit for a while. But if you keep on kneading it, you keep on doing your saskas, what do you mean memahir lahachmitz? There is no chance. It's not going to have a chance to become chametz. They asked Rav Aaron Soloveitchik why when the Streitz used to manufacture egg matzahs, so they wrote in Hebrew on the outside of the box, mutarak l'cholim v'l'skenim. They said, they asked him, why does he only write it in Hebrew? He should write it in English. People don't know how to read Hebrew. So he said, he holds that it doesn't apply. The chumrah doesn't really apply to the egg matzahs that he makes. Because you have to let it sit, so fine, even less than 22 and a half minutes. But you have to let it sit without a saskus. But if you have a saskus the whole time, it's kneading and kneading, pushing and banging and everything. You didn't even let it sit for 2 minutes that it should become chametz. So he thought, Mikradin. The egg matzahs, the way the Streitz made it, even according to Rashi, is hetagoma. That it's not even chametz nukshe, because this is saskos the whole time. So that's what the Rabbi Natam says. He was mekel for himself. He wouldn't violate Rashi's shita on Pesach. That's the way Yishayim have an expression. Lo malo liba laver al divrei zikene. He wouldn't violate Rashi's shita to eat the egg matzahs on Pesach, but he ate the egg matzahs on Erev Pesach, because the shita, what he argues on Membeis Amar Aleph, Eloi from the Pesach, he says, Chometz Nukshe, he can't say that this is Bal Yerua by Matz. He said, if not for the Pasuk that's Marbe Chometz Nukshe means Tridas Hachimutz process. If not for the Pasuk, he would have thought it's Mutta Bachilu. So you have a Pasuk, it's not that the Pasuk is Megalad Adina Kechometz. It's also Bachilu, but it's still not Dina Kechometz. So on Erev Pesach, it should be Mutter, and there shouldn't be any Bal Yerua by Matz, and it should only be for Pesach, it shouldn't carry over to Karbonis. To the case over there in Menachos, that's Rabbi Natam Shita. So this is the first Mishnah, Lamed Hei Man Aleph, that in order to be Yotzei Matzah has to be a din lechem. Yeah. Then the pasuk describes matzah as lechem oni. That's on Lamed Vav Man Aleph from Dvarim. Chapter Tezai. What is Lechemoni? So the Gemara says Lechemoni have different levels of interpretation and we accept all of them. So one is that Matzah Shira is not acceptable. Okay. So we usually assume we'll get to the deal. We usually assume Matzah Shira is not acceptable for the Matzah's mitzvah, for the Seder. Matzah Shira is mutter the rest of Pesach. The Rambam has a different shita, we'll get to it. But Matzah Shira is not good for the Seder. So what's the definition of Matzah Shira? So the Rambam quotes the Gemara only four mashkim. If you use the Ayin Shemen, Dvash, or Cholov, one of these four, that makes a matzah shira. Anything else is not matzah shira. So according to the Rambam's opinion, the way they sell egg matzahs in the store, that they mix in apple cider, that's kosher for the Leil HaSeder. According to the Rambam Shita, egg matzahs, that they don't have eggs, they have apple cider, so that's kosher for the Leil HaSeder. It's not called Matzah Shira. The Rambam says only these four mashkim. These are, the Rambam just put together all the four cases. Yain Shemet, Dvash, and Cholov. That's Lamed Vav and Menalov. Manashtana, these four. Nobody understands. Why should it only be these four? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, the Rambam in his wisdom understood that it's only these four. anything else does make it matzah shir. Rabbi Nezer has a whole charifas. He explains why it's only these four. So he says that there's a machlokes hatanoim in Mishnah Yischala and Yerushalmi. Mishnah, it's not a machlokes, but Yerushalmi quotes a Tana who disagrees. What's the din ayichai ben chala if you made cake where you didn't use any water? You only used mei peiros. You mixed flour with mei peiros and you made a whole cake. So is that chai ben chala? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. How do we paskin? So the Orzarua was the Rebbe of the Maram Rutmerk, who was the Rebbe of the Rosh, the end of the period of the Bali Atosis. So the Orzarua quotes, and in the period of the early Bishan, there was a machloikis, how to paskin, whether Nilosh, Isis and Nilosh had been made Paris as Chai Mechala or not, which Tanat the paskin like. And then it was forgotten that there was a machloikis in the early generation that had the same machloikis in the later generation of the machloikis of the Rishonim, whether Nilush ben May Peris Chai Mechala or not. So Machlokes Hatanoim and Machlokes Rishonim had a Paskin. How does the Rama Paskin is very unclear. The Rama doesn't say Beferish one way or the other. So the Avnei Nezer says, based on the Kalolei HaPsak, which Tana should win, and whenever you have Machlokes, he says, he has the impression that the Rama holds that you're not Chayiv. What's the Machlokes, whether Nilush ben May Peris Chai Mechala or not? So the Yerushalmi explains, the machlekes hatanoim is lishitosim. What if you have a long Italian bread? Let's say I'm Tommy, and I touch an apple. I touch the corner. The apple was rinsed off, so it's hulchshel lekabutum. I touch this corner. So the tumah is not only on this corner, the whole apple is Tommy. That's called maga b'miktsos kamabekula. It's one piece. If you have sliced bread, and I touch the last slice, or the last slice is Tommy, the rest is not a chibur, because it's sliced bread. What if you have a long Italian bread, not sliced, so the Adam tummy touches the end? So maga b'miktsase, kamaga b'kula, the whole bread becomes tummy. So there's a machlokes hatanoim. What if the bread, the Italian bread, was niloish b'mei peiros? They say, what is mechaber? You see, an apple grows like that on a tree. If you have a piece of flesh, you have a steak. So the steak, that's where the animal grows. If you touch one end of the steak, so the whole steak is one unit. What if you have a bread? A bread is synthetically mechuber, because a person baked the bread like that. He could have made, instead of making one long Italian bread, could have made 10 different little rolls. He decided to make one big roll. So that's the din. Maga b'miktsas and maga b'chula, it's one chibur. So there's a machlokes hatanoim. What if it's nilush b'mei peiros? So half of the tanoim are of the opinion, only if it's nilush b'zayin mashkim. The halacha, the zayin mashkim, yad shoch adam, is the Rosh HaTevis of the zayin mashkim. That determines what's huchshel lekabel tuma. Kiyuta mayim al zera, you have to rinse off an apple or a piece of flesh, you have to rinse it off with one of the zayin mashkim, that it should be huchshel lekabel tuma. So one tana is of the opinion, that's a machlokes hatanoim, is only this, only the zayin mashkim a mechaber, or it's even mechuba without that. So the same machlokes, when they get to magab and tzosek and magab and kuloi, is relevant for chiyav chalo, because you're only mechuba chalo if you have a minimum amount. You have to have chameshes v'roim kamach v'yod. You have to have a certain mem gimel beitzim v'chamish beitzo in the isa. If I need together a little bit of dough here, a little bit of dough there, neither is chay v'chala. I have to knead together all together. So do you need dafke one of the zayin mashkim, or even shar mashkim, even apple cider, even orange juice is also mechaber. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. So that's what the Avnei Nezer says. It's very unclear both in the Rama Min Hilchas Kabbalah's Tumah and the Rama Min Hilchas Chala. It's very unclear. But he thinks that the Ramam Shita is that the Mei Peris is not Mechaber. Mei Peris is not Mitzarev. So it's not Mitzarev for Magim Mim Gitzosek and Magim Bekula. It's not Mitzarev for Chiyav Chala either. And he thinks that this is the answer to this Pele Dikei Rambam, why the Ramam says that it's only called Matzah Shira if it's one of the Zayin Mashkim. If it's one of the four mashkim mentioned in Mora, Yain Shemen Dvash and Cholam, Manish Tana, the four mashkim, that's what Doruch HaShulchan says, Apele. So he says, the Rambam in his wisdom understood that this is the only thing that's called Matzah Shira. So the Avnei Nezer says, Toshit one. What if you have a matzah and Yishmer on jam? When you're about to eat it, Yishmer on jam. So is that called Matzah Shira? No, the jam is on top. That Matzah Shira is if it was baked with the Ashiras. If you kneaded it with apple juice or with orange juice, then it's called matzah shir. If you shmir it on late or not. So he says, he thinks that the Rambam Paskin is only the Zayin Mashkim HaMachshava Kabbal Tumah. So what if the Zayin Mashkim is dumb? So if you're going to make matzah with dumb, so you can't eat it. So there's nothing to discuss. Two of the Zayin Mashkim are Mayim and Tal. So Mayim and Tal is water. That's what it's supposed to be. You have four left. Yain, Shem, and Dvash, and Chalav. So the other four are Mutter. It's not like dam that it's also Bachilo. And it's not like Mayim and Tal that's Lechemoni. That's Lechemoni. The other four are Ashiras. Apple juice is also Ashiras. And orange juice is also Ashiras. But it's considered as if you shmir on to the matzah, because since the apple cider and the orange juice is not mechaber, so it's not mechuber either. Since it's not mechaber, the particles of flour together, so it's considered as if it's not mechuber to the matzah. It's just like yishmer on jam after it's baked already. The only time the matzah ashira, the only time the ashira passes the matzah is if this apple cider or the orange juice that you mixed in is mechaber, the particles of flour together. So since it's mechaber, it itself is also mechuber at the time that you baked it. But he thinks that the Rama Paskins that only the Yad Shoch Adam, only the Zayin Mashkim HaMechaber, so that's why only Yain Shem and Vashon Cholov, these are the only four that are from the Zayin Mashkim, that are mechaber, and therefore they're mechuber, so therefore it's called Matzah Shira. That's a fantastic Hezber. That's a fantastic Chiddush. He's explaining the Rama. So the Shaila is, okay, maybe we'll continue tomorrow. Shaila is that Minchas Chinuch asks, but what bracha would you say if you eat the egg matzah that's made with apple cider? The same as Zaynus. So the Rambam says you can only use for matzah lechem shemavachem olav amoytzi. So since it's not lechem shemavachem olav amoytzi, so how is it good? Fine, the Rambam holds on, it's only called matzah shir if it's one of the four mashkim, yain shem and dvash and cholav. So it's not matzah shir. But itainis, it's not pashem avochem olav amoytzi. The Rambam says nilchas matzah has to be lechem shem avochem olav amoytzi. So that's the kasha that the Rishonim ask on the Rambam. So so we'll have to start tomorrow from the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch gives a teretz. So that you gave a better teretz. Okay. Okay.
According to Bina Tam, why don't we say Yish B'chal Masayim Manah, that since the May Peros have within it Mayim,